Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 23rd. Happy Resurrection Day. I am grateful to be reading God's Word with you today, and I look forward to our time together around the tables at our Thanksgiving meal if you're able to be with us. Our first passage is Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 through 6. I'm going to read this week from the English Standard Version. The title in the ESV is God's Day of Vengeance and Redemption. Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah with his garments stained crimson? Who is this robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength? It is I, proclaiming victory, mighty to save. Why are your garments red, like those of one treading the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. From the nations no one was with me. I trampled them in my anger and trod them down in my wrath. Their blood spattered my garments, and I stained all my clothing. It was for me the day of vengeance. The year for me to redeem had come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that no one gave me support. So my own arm achieved salvation for me, and my own wrath sustained me. I trampled the nations in my anger. In my wrath, I made them drunk and poured their blood on the ground. Let's take a minute to look at this passage again. Here, the warrior king has come to fight his enemies, and he's robed in splendor. And it says that his garments are blood spattered with the blood of his enemies. And it's interesting in the New Testament, especially if we turn over to Hebrews chapter 9, where it talks about the blood of Christ, that Jesus, in an act of salvation and an act of redemption for us, he took on our sin. So he became his own enemy in a sense, and his blood that was shed was for us and for our redemption. It says in Hebrews chapter 9, starting in verse 11, "But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands." That is to say, is not a part of this creation. "He did not enter by means of the blood of goats or calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption." The passage goes on to explain to us that through the blood of Christ, because Christ offered himself unblemished before God, we can have clean consciences, not because of what we've done, but because he has offered himself even unto death for us. And that's the new covenant we have. That's the redemption that he has secured for us. And Isaiah is alluding to this a bit. Now let's turn on over to the book of Acts. We're almost to the end. Today we're going to read Acts 27, starting in verse 13, and we'll go to verse 20. "When a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity. So they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force, called a nor'easter, swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed to the lee of a small island called Calda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. So the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, because they were afraid that they would run aground on the sandbars of Sirtis. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 133. We'll read the entire psalm. It's listed as a song of ascents, which was when they were going up to the tabernacle. They would sing these songs, and it is written by David. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am so thankful for you. I am thankful for the unity we have at Mount Brook Baptist. I'm thankful that we can celebrate together around the tables, and I'm thankful for the Lord's goodness. In that regard, I want to pray a prayer by John Bailey that reminds us of the many ways that the Lord shows himself faithful. Will you pray with me? Oh God, immortal, eternal, I remember with gladness and thanksgiving all that you have been to this world. Companion of the brave, upholder of the loyal, light of the wanderer, joy of the pilgrim, guide of the pioneer, helper of laboring people, refuge of the brokenhearted, deliverer of the oppressed, strength of the victorious, ruler of rulers, friend of the poor, rescuer of the perishing, hope of the dying. Give us faith now to believe that you can be all in all to us, according to our need, if only we renounce all proud self-dependence and put our trust in you. Forbid it, O Father, that the difficulty of living well should ever tempt us to fall into any kind of heedlessness or despair. May we keep it ever in mind that this human life was once divinely lived, and this world once nobly overcome, and this body of flesh that now so sorely tries us was once made into your perfect dwelling place. Show your loving kindness to us, O Lord, to all who stand in need of your help. Be with the weak to make them strong, and with the strong to make them gentle. Cheer the lonely with your company, and the distracted with your solitude. Prosper your church in the fulfillment of her mighty task, and grant your blessing to all who have toiled today in your name. Amen.